Sports was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Friday. You know what? Is there anything better than Friday? Okay, maybe Wednesday because Wednesday's what? Hump day. All right. Fridays are great. March the 21st. Good morning. Hope you're having a great day. The time is 7:06 this Friday morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You feel like giving me a call this morning saying good morning, just give me a call. 605-4567. You're sitting here going, yeah, I like to say good morning to Carl. KCNR1460.com is how we are addressing our chat room. But you know what? This morning, and I'm going to go back and check on it. This morning at 6:35 and at 6:40, we were off because our server was down somehow, but I've got a hold of the webmaster, I think, and we're going to find out if we're up or not. So we'll be checking on that one. And, it looks like we're still down on it. So, anyway, good morning. Today we've got a number of people on. We've got our Haven Humane, our pet of the week, and then we're going to be doing some Vietnam veteran stuff. We're going to be talking to Simpson with a lot of things they're doing out at Simpson here on helping the community and other things that are going on with them. Plus just a number of other great things that are happening in our neighborhood and the world. So, but let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute and Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 62 points at 16,392. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1880. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 15 points at 4,303. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, down a quarter at 1767. General Electric, up a quarter at 2552. Pfizer, positive 24 cents at $32.15. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 32 cents at 82.18, Pacific Gas and Electric positive 51 cents, trading at 44.80, AT&T up 39 cents at 34.47. For commodities, gold is up $6 an ounce at 1,337, silver down 4 cents at 20, and crude oil up 50 cents, trading at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, 908 in the morning to get the latest on what's happening in Wall Street. They're in there early. They're checking it out. I've had the opportunity to get to know the advisors over there at, down on Park Marina Drive over the last couple of years, and good people that have your best interest at heart. That they, it's such a partnership when you're talking about your own money and what you're doing with it, and what to do with it in your life and your retirement. So give them a call at 243-7561. Set up an appointment for Park Marina Drive. Okay. If it's Friday, it's got to be Spencer. You have to be turned on there, buddy. You have to turn him up. Okay, are you sure that's the right one?
Good morning.
There you go. You just have to turn him up there, see? Okay. Wayne is with us today. Wayne, of course, is our new board operator, and we're working him through all this. But you're doing a good job, Wayne. Don't worry about it. Okay. So tell me about this little puppy you have right there.
I brought Stuart with me today. Stuart is a 3-year-old Jack Russell Chihuahua mix. And I brought him with me because he's kind of fallen into my soft spot. There were three dogs that were owner surrenders that their owner had to give up because they had unfortunately had to move and could not take them with them. And it was Stuart and his two sisters. Both of his sisters have found homes. And little Stuart is still just waiting for that perfect home. This dog is for a Jack Russell, most people think of a Jack Russell and they think, oh my God, that dog's going to run everywhere and just high energy. And I have never met in my life a Jack Russell as calm as this guy is. I think it's because he's got the Chihuahua mixed in there.
He's right now sitting in your lap, looking around the room with, you know, he's long legs.
Very long legs.
Long legs, kind of a black and tan, face. With little whites on him, yeah, and very quiet. Look at him, just sitting there, just says, you know what, I'm happy here sitting in Spencer's lap. Spencer and Sebastian. Spencer and Stuart.
Yes, Stuart.
You need to bring a Sebastian in one day, otherwise I'll be totally messed up here.
But this guy, he's just great all the way around. He's highly treat motivated. We think that he's housebroken. We know that he knows the difference between inside and outside. We just don't know if he'll go to your door to alert you when he has to go to the bathroom. Highly, highly treat motivated though. This morning he was doing little dances. If you hold a treat, a cookie above his little head, he'll pop up on his back legs and fold his front legs down and just kind of dance around until you give him his cookie. It's rather amusing.
Isn't that weird? Because Wayne does the same thing. And we have his little cookies here. And, you know, he dances. I like the way you fold your hands in there too, Wayne. How big is he?
About 20 pounds or so, if that. I'd say 15 to 20.
And he's good around people?
He is good around people. He's a little cautious of new people at first just because, you know, he went from having a good permanent home to being brought into a shelter.
Why would somebody surrender them?
They were moving and unfortunately they said that they couldn't take their animals with them. But they're all great dogs. All three of them were just terrific. They were all trained. They all knew their basic commands. And just real calm, mellow, family-orientated dogs.
Okay.
He is rated for a home with kids 8 and older, just because we feel, you know, he's a little afraid. He went from his permanent home into a shelter environment, so it's going to take him a little time to adjust.
Okay. Well, what a cute-looking dog here. I tell you what, we've been doing really well with adopting our animals.
Yes, we have.
So we want to continue this. And how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you could swing by the shelter anytime between 11 and 5, Monday through Saturday. It's at 7449 East Side Road. Or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
This is an adorable dog. This is an adorable dog.
Mellow.
He's mellow. He's sitting here looking at him. He's got a little paw on the table here. He's licking his lips. He's looking around. He's going, you know what? I need a home. I need somebody to love on. And I need, look at this. Look how he put his little head on the table. Is he affectionate?
He is very affectionate. Like I said, he's a little leery of new people at first. But, you know, you give him a few treats in about 5 minutes and he'll be your best friend.
Okay.
My favorite feature on him is his little ears. When he's paying attention to something or begging for a treat, he'll sit right down in front of you and his little ears, they start to go up and then just half of them flops over forward. It's adorable.
He is. He's a cute dog. Okay. Haven Humane, phone number one more time.
241-1653.
You know, thanks so much for what you're doing here, Spencer. I know this is tough, but you do a great job and you get them all adopted. So this is what the bottom line is, right? The bottom line is that we don't have to have people bringing in their dogs or finding dogs out there. That's the bottom line.
Well, and we appreciate you having us on.
Well, you know what? This is a great thing. I mean, these are good animals and they deserve a chance. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Let's talk about the Cody Nash case and his murder conviction. Can I say that? Murder conviction. We'll be right back after these messages.
Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th, with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It doesn't look like that music you selected does anything but sound like a funeral dirge there, you know, Wayne. Good job. The time is 7:17 in the morning. Our phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And our chat room isn't working. I'm sorry. It's, our server seems to be down. We've got phone calls going in and emails going to our webmaster, which means nothing because he's a typical webmaster. He stays up late, probably playing games, and you can't get a hold of him until 9 in the morning. Anyway, so give us a call, 605-4567, if you've got any questions about that. And the weather is 51 degrees out there. Today is sunny with a high near 75. Northeast winds, 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 47. This weekend, sunny with a high near 75 on Saturday. And also sunny with a high near 78 on Sunday. Looks like it's going to be a great weekend. And then Monday also and Tuesday. Perhaps a chance of rain on a Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. But this weekend is going to be beautiful. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends over there, locally owned, family operated. You can reach them at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. All there at our, from our friends over at the Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, or North State's Nutrition Experts, with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on staff to assist you, classes on health and diet. They have raw foods, organic foods, non-GMO foods. These are just some of the reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. As Joe Martino was on this week, he gives back to this community because this community has supported them, and I can't tell you enough about Orchard Nutrition. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay. Cody Nash, the nephew of Bob Martin, his wife, came down, or Bob Watson, I should say. Bob Watson, who they'd supported, you know, in a variety of ways, came to visit them. And in 2012, he attacked Bob and Candace Watson in the Redding home. He stabbed his aunt to death with a butcher knife and then attacked his uncle, Bob. And though, even though that Bob did not die, it has changed his life dramatically. He's, in a wheelchair now. And so Nash was found guilty and they're going to, put him in jail for life. No chance of parole, it looks like. So, you know, here's a total loser, a total loser. And they've been trying to help him. And sometimes when you try to help people that are, you know, this way, and that, when you try to help them, say, look, you've got to stand up on your own feet. And whatever happened. And he just went off and he killed him. And then he said, well, I was trying to get up the nerve to kill myself. I don't know how many times have you heard that? Oh, I killed these people, but I was just, you know, then I was going to, you know, that was going to, then I was going to kill myself. And then somehow they never kill themselves. And frankly, hey, I've been to San Quentin there, Mr. Nash, and I think you're just going to love it there. They're going to love you too. You know, you attack your aunt from behind and your uncle from behind and you're like, you know, 6 inches taller and all this. Wait till you get in with the big boys down there. Let's see how tough you are then. Gun owners of California, they're having their fundraiser up here in Northern California in Redding on the 29th. You can get tickets at Jones's Fort. Now, the money that we raise at the gun owners of California goes in to continue the fight against all these onerous regulations that keep coming down and coming down and coming down. You know, the majority of the people think there's enough regulation, and this is nationwide, including California, think there's enough regulations. If you just enforce the regulations, even Governor Brown says that. There's enough regulations, it's just, you know, let's just enforce these. And, you know, but, you know, what's coming next? You know, when you get people like De Leon that comes up and tries to explain something, why he wants to ban this weapon, and he doesn't even have the nomenclature, right? He doesn't even know what the weapon looks like, he doesn't even know what a magazine is. It's ludicrous. It goes wild on YouTube. It gets, you know, a million hits because of, going viral because of his inadequacies in explaining what even the bill's about. But this is what we're facing. So if you want to get to, head down to Jones's Ford, give them a call, get tickets for this thing. It includes dinner. It's got great raffle items. It's got all types of great stuff in there for the raffles and the auctions and all these. So Gun Owners of California. Turtle Bay petitions are out. As you know, they're out collecting, and the petition wants to put the sale of the city land to McConnell Foundation on a referendum. They want everybody in the city to vote for this. Now, the question is, and of course this is union backed, and they're bringing in the guns for this. The question is what happens if they do that? Well, one, it puts, if they get the 4,000, I think 4,700 signatures, something like that. They get that and it puts the building on hold until the people vote on it. Now, the questions they have is, and this keeps coming up and I don't know why we've addressed it again, is that, that the lease, you know, then goes away. McConnell can do anything they want with it. Well, it appears that Turtle Bay says is no, that lease still stays there. Not sure what it takes. We talked about it yesterday. So it may be is that we need a representative from the McConnell Foundation come here and make a statement saying, oh, look, we're doing this we're not going to build condos. We're not going to build, indoor recreation areas. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. We're going to, you know, this is land to help the Turtle Bay area. And I don't understand. And maybe it's because I haven't been here long enough. I've only been here 7 years. I don't think you're a native here until ever, unless you're born here, that things happened in the past. Okay, I understand that things happened in the past, but what's happening now? Is this going to just be used to help Turtle Bay, which, by the way, I believe is a definite asset to this community? I mean, how can it not be? And then you've got, and all of this. So if everything that's going to go there on that piece of land, which, by the way, is not riverfront, everybody, you know, I hear this every so often, not as much anymore. Oh, it's riverfront. It's not riverfront. Riverfront is where I have friends that live on riverfront. And there is riverfront, but this isn't riverfront. It's part of the, it's over there in a parking lot. But it would be nice to know what they want to do with this. I mean, there's got to be some kind of plans for this that the McConnell Foundation does when they turn it back over to Turtle Bay. It would take, I think, just a couple of words and all this would go away. Well, no, it wouldn't go away, but at least it'd go to a different phase. Wreckage from the Malaysian flight 888. Found? Nobody's sure. They thought that for a while that they found it. They thought that there could have been, part of it, that satellite imagery. But it appears that that's not true. It appears it was not part of the wreckage. Even though that they see some specks, they're down there, now they're out there trying to find those again. You know, it's an area much larger than Australia now, which is, close. I mean, it's almost the size of the United States, maybe even larger when you look at the north-south part of it. But this is still missing. On one of the channels the other day, they said, well, perhaps it flew through a black hole. Now, a black hole, I'm not quite sure what that is. Is that one of those things that gives them that kind of that tear in the fabric of what we're in right now? Is it a tear in the fabric of the dimension we're in and they've gone through it? And now they're flying like in Twilight Zone where the guy's flying around and it looks like the world, but it's not. Really, I'm not going outside the wire. Somebody was talking about this the other day. Anyway, it's gone back to the back page. I imagine it's going to be pushed off a little bit further. Something that is more real to me and to our veterans is that the jobless rate for our veterans is at 9%, which of course is not true. It's much higher than that, just like our national unemployment rate is 7%, which is not true because so many people have stopped looking for jobs. People are working at two jobs, all this. I mean, so it's not true, but for the vets, it's 9%. But it's much higher than that. But here's the worst statistic, my friends. If you're 18 to 24 and you're a veteran, they've got a 23.4% jobless rate. 23.4. Now this again doesn't count all the ones that stopped looking for work. So is it maybe 30%? Maybe more? And so where's President Obama now? Where's President Obama touting statistics? He'd go, oh, we've got 6 million people signed up for Obamacare, which isn't true. And how many of those are paying? But it's still a statistic. How about when he says, oh, the number of sexual assaults have arisen in the military over the last 2 years, which, by the way, you're the commander in chief. So, do you have anything to do with this? But what about addressing these statistics? How about addressing the statistics of these veterans, my friends? What is he doing? What is President Obama doing to help these veterans besides, our Congress voting that cut back on their retired pay? No, what is being done? What programs do you see from President Obama and the Veterans Administration, and what programs do you see them reaching out? I see private industry. I see a Walmart reaching out saying they're going to hire 100,000 vets. What about our government who sends these men and women over to combat, brings them back, cuts them loose, and then what? What are you doing to help them? What are you doing to help them find? Are you making clearinghouses to help people find jobs? Are you making partnerships with businesses about hiring veterans? Why are 24% of our veterans coming back can't find jobs? Yes, it's because the economy's in the tank. We know that even though they say, oh no, it's getting better. Yeah, where? And it may be getting better in some areas. It may be starting to come back. But what are you doing for the veterans? What is the administration doing for the veterans besides such a morass of problems you have in the Veterans Administration? Just getting a request through takes months. And they're still paying bonuses to them, to the Veterans Administration, for what? And now we have this. These are the numbers that come out from the government themselves. This isn't just somebody says, hey, are you employed? 23.5%, which is much higher than that. These are just the ones they have in there. What about the ones that have stopped looking? What about the ones that are working three jobs to keep things going? What about the ones that just say, look, I'm not going to go put in for this? Well, that's the situation we're in. And what is our president doing about it? This is Carl Lindebot. It is 7:30 in the morning, March the 21st. It's Friday. Our phones are 605-4567. Give me a call. Tell me what you think. 51 degrees out there.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds features local businesses, great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. See the Axner Excavation full landscape design with ideas for your next project. Stop by the Saturday barbecue competition. Sign up to win a big Green Egg barbecue smoker, compliments of rainbow pellet hearth and home, and have a free key made at the Carol's Lock and Key booth. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware this weekend at the Spring Home and Garden Expo. This weekend at the original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo, visit local businesses including Carpet One of Reading, Palmer's Furniture, J.W. Wood, Lowe's, American Door Company, Clyde's TV, Shasta Wood Products, Signature Gates, Wells Fargo, Melinda's Interiors, and North Valley Lighting for great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware, all at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Go to ReadingHomeExpo.com for more information.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to SAC today. Visit her parents and take stuff back. You know, her parents are downsizing, which is kind of scary because when they downsize, why does she need to take my truck with her? Because when her parents downsize, I upsize. And speaking of furniture, which, you know, usually comes up here, but in this case it might be a piano, is Indwelling, our furniture place of choice here, right down there on California Street, right across from Jack's. The Abrahams there, Dilgesh and Andrea, have a one-of-a-kind store. And if you're looking for, and it's all prices, it's not like something that's, oh, it's real pricey. It's not. It's prices of that will meet everybody's budget there. Not just furniture and chairs and, you know, wall coverings, but also floor coverings, you name it, that they've got it or they'll find it for you. But a positive energy store that will help you will help you decorate your home. All of this at Indwelling, 1760 California Street, right in the right there next to Bombay's and across from Jack's, 361-6727. All right. We start talking about in Tuesday night. I'll get started here. On Tuesday night at the city council, Patrick Jones brought up the fact of letting city workers carry concealed weapons. If they've been through the courses, they've been through the school, why can't a city worker carry a concealed weapon on city property? Right now it's against regulations. Well, this was voted down 3-2. But one of the things they talk about is, well, you know, it's liability and all these reasons. I know that, and then it became that Patrick Jones was, he's politicizing this, he's attacking Rob Pelletti. Well, I know that Patrick Jones is not attacking Rob Pelletti. Perhaps the way he put this may have been a little bit different, but I know he admires Rob Pelletti. But the bottom line on this is an armed citizen, just because a citizen is armed that's been through all the training, it does not make them a bad person. As I believe most people feel like this up here in the North State, it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean that you automatically are going to reach for a gun to settle something, because 5,500 people, your friends, your neighbors, your family, have concealed carry permits. So the bottom line on it is that, you know, and the people that go through this, I asked the sheriff, he was on the show, we asked the sheriff, what is your percentage of problems you've ever had? He says, I can't remember a time when, you know, somebody brandished a gun. He says the only thing that may have happened is that were picked up for something like, I'd say a DUI or something else, and then they had, you know, but it was not weapon related. So what happened is that they would lose their license to carry. Now, so the idea is that this could turn into Dodge City, and while Bill Hickok needs to walk down the street is not, I don't believe it's true. It's not true. There's been no statistics that have even shown this. Not even close to showing this. So, should they allow city workers to carry on city property? Well, that's up to the city council. They voted 3-2. No. They said this is something that if the city workers want this, come on and tell us, and we'll address it then. The question is about liability. Well, liability, when they talk about it, is if you had a worker on city property that did something illegal, like say I was driving his lawnmower and got off and smacked somebody, can you sue the city? Well, no, you can sue the guy, and then the city then tells him, find your own lawyer. You did not, this was not appropriate behavior. We've already said you can't do this. You can't get off your lawnmower and hit somebody in the face. So this is something then that the person themselves would have to take on. Now, would the city be sued? Well, of course, deep pockets, because, you know, even though it's not the city's fault, in the sense this was an action of an individual, you know they're going to get sued. Anyway, this has been put to rest. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because in Red Bluff, a burglar was taking, riding lawnmowers, taking golf clubs, spraying graffiti all over the house, and stealing when the next-door neighbor came over, armed, and did a citizen's arrest, and held the bad guy there, who was ripping off all this stuff, and held them there until the sheriff showed up. Now, see, when people say, well, we don't hear about this. Well, here's a spot right here. Let's talk about this. There were no shots fired. Here was, the only thing that happened was the next door neighbor sees this is happening, goes over there. He arms himself to protect himself because there's a crime going on, a burglary going on right here. So, the fact is that he, went over there, told the person to stop, and then held them. So, no shots were fired, nobody was hurt, but he was protecting himself, he was protecting his friend's property. Now, if the guy had run away, what do? You're trained. The guy runs away, he's no threat to you, you don't shoot him. Runs away, let him run, say goodbye. The threat is gone at that point. And this is the type of training people get. So, but when people say, oh, you know, it does no good. Well, here's one right here in town. And I'm not even going to talk about the one, the 66-year-old lady, the meth head was cracking, was kicking in her door, was trying to get in her house. She'd warned him away. He fired a warning shot. He had left, came back, trying to kick in her door, and in extreme fear of her life, fired through the door, killing him. Now, is it better that she had the weapon to be able to protect herself, or is it better that he kicked in the door and who knows, and God knows what happened? What about the gentleman that was that was at work on Larkspur the other day, when knocking his door at 8:30 at night? He's working late. He opens up the door. Two guys, thugs, come in, beat him up, terrorize him. And what was in the paper wasn't everything they did. I mean, they terrorized him. They beat him up. They tied him up. They took his ATM card. When it didn't work, they came back and beat him some more. There's more to this. And again, no, you know, what Paletti and our sheriff has said, what Chief Paletti and Sheriff Pasinko said, the system's broken. They can't get to you on time. There'll be minutes, maybe an hour. You have to be able to protect yourself. Does this mean this is Dodge City? Absolutely not. Is Reading still safe? Yes. However, you still need to be able to protect your home and protect your loved ones. Now, if you are 6'4 and tough enough to do that, when two guys jump on you, well, you know what? Then that's fine. Then you're the weapon. As you get a little bit older, though, you slow down a little bit and you maybe don't have all the right moves. You try that high kick and it only gets up to about knee level, but that's about it. So there's other ways of protecting yourself and your family. Anyway. Okay. What else we got here? We talked about the wreckage in the black hole, which I'm not quite sure anything's going to come with that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and maybe the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today.
Produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Yeah, there we go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready on to go down to Sacramento this morning. It's 7:45 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. I'd say that we're streaming live at, we're streaming live, but our chat room is not up, but we're streaming live. It's going out okay. So you can hear us, but you can't talk to us on our chat pack. We've got phone calls in, we have emails in. But like we said, most webmasters don't probably get up till after the show's over. So I'm going to make a point of talking to our webmaster about being there early in the morning, check, make sure everything's going. The weather today, of course, is going to be beautiful. 51 degrees right now. It's sunny with a high near 75, mostly clear with a low around 47 tonight. Saturday is exactly the same, and sunny and Sunday also. We're not going to start seeing anything that looks like rain until Tuesday. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. You know, I can't say enough about Leonard and his associates there. They have the only watch repairman, trained watch repairman here in the area, right at Four Winds Jewelry. Plus, great deals on estate jewelry, great deals, honest deals at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 222-2750. It's where, let me put it this way, it's where Linda does her shopping at. Fred Phelps. Who's Fred Phelps? Have you heard of the Westboro Baptist Church? Okay. Have you heard about the church that comes in protest in the funerals of military and firefighters and police? That's the Westboro Baptist Church. And they've been here. They've been here at least twice that I know of. It may have been since I've been here. They were here to protest the when we had the huge service for one of our fallen heroes that fell in Iraq. And they showed up with their own little brand of hate. And what the Westboro Baptist Church was, it started years ago. And when it did, it in the last decade. And what it was, they showed up at a Marine's funeral. And they had these horrible signs that the Marine will burn in hell because America grasps, is supporting gays. And it all had to do with homosexuality and gays and this. And the guy that founded it is Fred Phelps. What is a hater of immense proportions. But the thing is that he's brought his family into it and their extended family and other people. And these people show up. These people show up at funerals with the most hateful signs. But the things they say, I mean, you can't imagine. Now, how do I know this? Well, because besides the one we had for the young Marine that fell, was they came back again. If you remember when we had that horrible helicopter accident and our firefighters were killed, when we had the services up in Trinity County, they show up in like two vans loads of them, and they're all women, no men, all women, and they range from age probably 12, 13. To, gosh, maybe in their 50s, I'm not sure, but, you know, signs, you're going to burn in hell. And then they were saying things. They were saying horrible things. Well, of course, you have then the sheriff is on that side of the road, making sure that nobody goes over and punches them out. Now, as bad as a Westboro Baptist Church is, they've resulted in something that is just outstanding. And what's that? Patriot Guard Riders. Because without the Westboro Baptist Church, you wouldn't have had the Patriot Guard Riders in all likelihood. And why is that? When they were out there picketing from in front of this family, I mean, this and the first time they did it was devastating. You can probably imagine. Here you are trying to bury your son, and these people are screaming horrible things. I can't even begin. You know what? There are things I would never say. I mean, not even in the height of passion in the Marine Corps, out in the field would I say these things. This is how bad they are. You know, and so these group of men got together, men and women got together and said, look, you know what? We're going to stand between them and the families. And thus the Patriot Guard Riders were born. and which has now become a nationwide organization that stands there in quiet reverence and quiet tribute to our fallen veterans, our veterans who have passed away or killed in combat. We have, of course, our own Patriot Guard writers right here in town. Jack Morse is the one that is the captain, started though by Bruce Compton and then, taken over, by Jeff, and Jeff, of course, done just a wonderful job too, and then handed it to, Jack Morse. The bottom line on it though is this, is that they were formed, the Patriot Guard Riders formed to put a barrier of flags and people between the haters and the family that died, and the family that was mourning their dead. So that day, I had the opportunity, the honor to ride with the Patriot Guard Riders, and we went up there to the when they were having the services for the fallen firefighters that were all killed in that horrible helicopter crash. And there they were. This is the first time I went face to face with these people. And frankly, I had not seen them before because the one they'd had before, they were like surrounded by cops and 100 yards away. But this time they were across the road from us and a two-lane road. So they lined up on one side and we lined up, a lot more of us than them. And then we watched them. I watched them. I listened to them. I listened and I read what they said, but I listened to what they said. And the amount of hate there. And they were doing, they were baiting the people, you know, baiting the Patriot Guard Riders who stood there and didn't say anything back. One man who was not with the Patriot Guard Riders went over, from the other side and tried to rip their sign down. And of course the sheriff, rightfully so, cause as soon as he reached for the sign, the woman started screaming, "Sheriff! Sheriff!" And the sheriff steps in, or deputy sheriff, the deputy steps in and says, "You can't do that, go away. I'm not going to arrest you, but go away." But here's the thing that was the scary part. Not these old ladies who look, by the way, can you imagine being living in hate and what you look like after 10, 15 years? You know, you think meth does something to you? No, hate. Hate does things that meth will never do. Meth will rip your teeth out and cause you to be physically, debilitated, of course, but hate. It does something to your features. And the part that bothered me, I think, the most was not so much, even though what they were saying was horrible, was these young, the young girls. I mean, the 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of life are these girls going to have? They're going to grow up and, I wanted to yell across the road, "Look at your moms. Look at your, do you want to look like that? Do you want to look like that in another 10 or 15 years? Do you want to look like this? Do you want to have this hate in you?" Well, it's one of those things that I wouldn't say because frankly, I just didn't want to, you don't want to get into any type of, a verbal altercation because I tell you what, they turn it loose and they say things like I said that I would never, ever say to anybody in the heat of battle or anything else, but they turn it loose. Anyway, the gent that formed it is dead. Died. It makes you wonder where he's at. Is this the type of thing is that when they have his funeral, should there be all the people they have ravaged over the years? Should they all show up with signs that say he's going to burn in hell? He's going to burn in hell and God hates him and God hates you because of him and all this? No, of course not. And I'll tell you, some of the people that like the first family that he went there and destroyed that funeral said, no. He doesn't deserve it. Nobody deserves it for people to stand out there and say these things. So the people that, the family whose funeral of their loved one who was killed in combat have forgiven him. And the bottom line is this the end of the Westboro Baptist Church? I hope so. And when you say the Westboro Baptist Church, I'm the Baptist Church, this was the name of the Baptist, the Association of Baptist Church. I'm sure, the Baptist, congregations have nothing to do with this. This is, like I said, a congregation of hate. Congregation of hate. All right. Let's move on here. I've got two tickets for the Spring Home and Garden Show that starts today, but these are good for today, tomorrow, or Sunday. And these are free if you call 605-4567. 605-4567 and say, I want the spring home and garden tickets, and I've got two tickets left and this is yours. Just give me a call there. 605-4567. It's today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and it's going to be a great time out there. If you've ever been out to the Home and Garden Show at the Expo out there at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, you know what a great time it is. And everything, you know, it's got everything you could possibly want for the home and garden there. You can buy plants, you can do, you know, you've got all of these things. 605-4567. All right. Give me a call here. For anybody that was there that managed to see the Westboro in all of their glory, because they were here a couple of times. 605-4567. Also, we want to talk about the transparency in the Obama administration. You know, we've been talking about this for years. And the bottom line on it is that this is a man that came in, the president came in and said, hey, we're going to have transparency, be more transparent than any other administration. We're going to give everybody a chance to read the bills. When these bills come up, we're going to give everybody 5 days to look at them. Of course, all that was untrue. When we talk about the other things, about the transparency, where he threatened to take Bush and all the people to a court, saying, we're going to investigate Guantanamo Bay, we're going to investigate torture, we're going to investigate all this. I'm shutting down Guantanamo Bay. Of course, we know that never happened. We also know is that the Patriot Act, if anything's been strengthened, that the drone attacks have increased much more under President Obama than and under Bush. We see what's happened in the Arab Spring, and we see what's happening in Ukraine. You see all these things are happening, but one of the things that he did say is, oh, it's going to be transparent. Well, it's not me just saying this. This is the own government coming out. And this is people saying, look, the number of items that the Obama administration has said are going to be, that they don't release because of, quote, national security reasons, is higher now than it ever has been. At the same time, we're getting snooped on more than we've ever have been. And I saw a blog, yesterday that said that Rand Paul in his craziness is in Berkeley and blah, 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 blah. But when you read from people that were there and you see that the fact that, that Rand Paul got standing ovations and people were cheering for him, Rand Paul, in Berkeley, because what he was talking about was privacy, taking back your privacy from the government. You know, the fact is that the government's been snooping so much. But the other thing too is that if we can't find out when senators and congressmen are asking for information and they don't get it for a year, I mean, what is this? I mean, if there's, how does a government supposed to work? How is a government supposed to function? And you've got a president that, withholds information, or he makes these fiats, these presidential fiats, where he just bypasses legislation. He changes the rules. Obamacare. He's changed the rules again. As we learned yesterday. And we're at the point where people don't really know what's going on with Obamacare. The only thing the Democrats know is that they've got the weight of millions of people who've lost their health care on their shoulders when they're getting ready to run this year. And even when he puts it off and says, okay, I'm going to gut this whole thing by saying is that you can keep your insurance. You don't have to go in. Just tell me it costs too much and you don't have to buy your insurance. What does that mean? What does that mean? The bottom line is this, is that we have a lot of things to be looking at this year. And we have a lot of things that are going on in the administration and the country that needs to be looked at. There's only 13% of the people in this nation think we're going in the right direction. 13% think we're going in the right direction. We need to make some changes, my friends. Okay, you know what? When we come back, we're going to have our friends from Simpson University in here. They're doing a lot of things for our community. And our community, there are so many good things that are happening around here that we would like to hear about, that we are in so much in favor of. And, new businesses, new ways of looking at things, new ways of new businesses starting. And it's spring. We're here. We're getting ready to start the summer and all the things that go along with it. So, we're going to talk to our friends from Simpson and we're going to, and to see what they're doing to help our community and what you can do to assist out in some of the projects they're doing there. The weekend here, we've got a number of things heading on this weekend. We've got still got two tickets for the Spring Home and Garden Show that's going starting today, and it's going through Saturday and Sunday, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Just give me a call, 605-4567, and you can pick up these tickets right down here at KCNR. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The search over the Indian Ocean continues for the Malaysia Airlines jetliner that disappeared March 8th on a journey from Malaysia to Beijing. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the debris is in a very hard-to-reach area.
It's about the most inaccessible spot that you could imagine on the face of the earth. But if there is anything down there, we will find it. We owe it to the families of those people to do no less.
Search planes out of Australia have to fly for 4 hours just to get the site where satellite photos seem to show two large objects floating off the country's southwest coast. It could be jetliner debris. President Vladimir Putin has completed his annexation of Crimea. In a ceremony today, Putin signed bills making the Black Sea Peninsula part of Russia. He says he sees no further need to retaliate against U.S. sanctions over the annexation. Afghan officials try to piece together details of a brazen attack that killed 9 people at a luxury hotel in Kabul.
All of them were killed by the security forces.
That's an Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman who says the security forces did respond as quickly as they could, but still 9 people lost their lives. Meanwhile, congressional investigators set to travel to Los Angeles next week to study last year's shooting at Los Angeles International Airport.
The hearing follows the release of a report that was sharply critical of communications gaps during that incident. The shooting led to the first ever death of an on-duty TSA agent. 3 other people were wounded. While praising the actions of first responders, Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul was critical of procedures that prevented TSA agents from communicating quickly with local and airport police.
And that is SRN's Wally Hines reporting. At Wall Street, the Dow is thriving in early trading right now. It's up by about 93 points. The S&P 500 up by 3, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store plus 22 month special financing available. So go to lumberliquidators.com now to find the store nearest.
Google says it's improving the encryption technology for its flagship email service. More from SRN's Jeremy House.
The change will make it more difficult for the National Security Agency to intercept messages moving among the company's worldwide data centers. Among the most notable disclosures and documents leaked by former NSA systems analyst Edward Snowden were reports that the agency had secretly tapped into the main communications links, which connect the Yahoo and Google data centers worldwide. While Google previously said it was outraged over the practice, it didn't mention the NSA in its announcement, except in a veiled reference to what it called last summer's revelations. Jeremy House, SRN News, Washington.
Disney is launching a website to create a global sing-along for It's a Small World, marking 50 years since a classic attraction opened at the 1964 World's Fair in New York. The ride later became the centerpiece of Disneyland in Anaheim. This is SRN News. Efforts are underway in Turkey to overturn the government's move to block Twitter users from using the social media site.
Turkey's Lawyers Association and the opposition Republican People's Party have each begun legal efforts to lift the block on the website. Istanbul's chief prosecutor has told the Radikal newspaper that the decision to block the website was made by the government, not the courts. But Turkey's government appears to be speaking with more than one voice. The country's president, Abdullah Gül, has himself evaded the Twitter ban to post several messages on his account. He says that a whole-scale block on the website cannot be approved.
As the BBC's James Reynolds reporting, fundraising event for children's art in Michigan has pitted participants with big appetites against a 20-foot-long bratwurst. Weighs close to 6 pounds. 12 competitors and hundreds of onlookers turned out yesterday for the worst challenge, raising about $7,000 for charity along the way. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's getting ready to make the trek to Sacramento today, 8:07 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and I would tell you we're streaming live over KCNR1460.com, but when we are, we're streaming live, but our chat room is down because as our webmaster, and we have gotten home, he's working feverishly to try and fix this, but he says it looks like somebody has hacked into his server. Not our server, his server. And so when that happened, he is down and he's got, and we're not the only ones on there, but we're the first ones he's trying to fix because I have people going over to steal his dog. If he doesn't. Let's start off with, we do these things. Never any physical violence here from, KCNR and our crew. But we do take your dog and hold it until we get what we want. Let's go to our advisors, Wells Fargo Advisors, our market minute. Susan Eastman, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages remain mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 102 points at 16,434. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1879, and the NASDAQ composite is down 8 points at 4,310. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft down 18 cents at $40.15, Cisco Systems up 8 cents at $21.91, and Intel down 13 cents, trading at $25.30. For local stocks of interest, Safeway up 13 cents at $38.20, Best Buy up 75 cents, trading at $26.58, Bank of Commerce positive 11 cents at $6.55. For commodities, gold is at $5 an ounce at $13.36, silver off 7 cents at $20, and crude oil up $1.20, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Giving us the latest advice about what's happening on Wall Street, give them a call at 243-7561. They've got your best interest at heart, our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561. Stop by where they're at Park Marina Drive. Weather. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be a high near 75, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 47. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 75 and a low tomorrow night around 47 again. Sunday, can you say what's happening Saturday and Friday? Yes. Well, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like this all the way through Monday, maybe Tuesday. We might start getting cloudy with a chance of rain on Tuesday, but for the weekend, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned family operated discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And I don't know, Wayne, did you sleep okay last night knowing you're going to be the guy, you know, behind the that we were aiming at today?
I tell you what, I slept like a baby, Carl. You know, I woke up crying every hour.
Is that? That's good. I like that.
Just kidding. I think I slept all right.
Well, you know what? Crying like a baby. Gosh, you know what? I must sleep like a baby now and then too. You know what? Because I'm talking about this because, of course, our sleep number beds. My sleep number setting is 35 and Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And I can't tell you enough about these beds except that that it's been clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. You spend a lot of time in bed. You know, you should have a bed that allows you to be able to sleep, that, you know, that adjusts to it. And then that with the dual air technology, both Linda and I can have a different firmness in the bed, which also helps when you're sleeping. Consumer Reports rates Sleep Number is number one in the country. And like I said, that today, right now, you can save $400, the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. And how do you do that? You head on down to the Target Shopping Center, to our Sleep Number store, and you talk to Brian or Janice, or give them a call at 223-2300, and they'll set up a time for you to come in there or just walk in through the door. It's almost like an Apple Advanced store, our Sleep Number store here in town, because they're going to find the right number for you. And it's made in America. It's guaranteed. I can't say much more than that it's absolutely a great bed, and we love it. And speaking of great times, we have Simpson University here with us. Lean in here.
Hey.
Okay. And, you know, today I'm here with John Thompson, who's the coordinator for the student ministries, and Hannah DeWater, who is the strike team assistant.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Good to be here.
Hey. All right. What exactly, when we start talking about, because when I left last time, at the last break, I said, you know, Simpson University does more than just provide education to people. Mm-hmm. It does much more than that. So when we talk about some of the things that you all do, but you have something, that's been going on for about 8 years. It's called a day of service.
Right. The day of service was an opportunity for Simpson students to go out and assist in a variety of ways in the community. And historically, it's always been on one day. When they asked me to kind of begin overseeing it, I realized it's difficult for the community to organize itself so that its needs happen on one day. You know, just because we can go out one day in September
doesn't mean everybody else is ready.
Doesn't mean, yeah, you're ready to have us. So that, I think the second year, I said, you know, what if we change the day of service into a way of service, which would more adequately reflect what's going on in the community? When needs arise, our way of service is to say, yes, let us be involved and call us. So it's not forced to be on one day in the semester, but it could be any day in the semester. So we started Strike Teams, which is a service opportunity arm.
Okay, so a strike team, and this is what you've called it, right, Hannah?
Yes.
And are you the coordinator for this?
I'm the assistant.
You're the assistant. Okay, so John, you're the El Jefe.
El Jefe, right? Capitan. But she's handling it this year. It's really awesome to see.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Hannah's not like, she's not like an old person.
I'm a student.
She's a student out there. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior this year. I transferred to Simpson from Bethany University, which was in Santa Cruz, after it closed down in the summer of 2012.
You didn't have anything to do with it, did you?
No. I hope not. It was a great school. But yeah, I got called up to Reading, and so I came to Simpson, and it's a good school. I had the opportunity to run cross country and get involved with stuff, and then I have a heart for outreach and service, and so I applied for the position, and me and John had similar vision, and so we've taken off with it, and Strike Teams is like my heart. It's a lot of fun, and it's what I want to do.
Okay, tell me what a strike team is.
Well, strike teams are carloads of students that leave campus to serve somewhere, basically, and it's a local service opportunity. Usually happens within 2 to 3 hours, so by the time they get back to campus, they've only missed a couple hours of potential study, but they've gone and helped an organization, or they've helped a widow in need, they've helped an elderly person, they've done some random task, and always people end up with a smile, the students and the people
helped.
So
if we see a carload of people driving down my street, If it's from Simpson, I shouldn't call the police or arm myself, right? It's because, and I see them looking out the window because they're just ready to jump out of the car and run over and do things in my yard or something.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to watch because it's a hangout with a purpose, really. You know, people are gathering in the middle of campus and they're saying, where are we going? Because they don't even know. They just saw a text come through that says, alert, we've got something going on. And they show up.
So this is like a flash mob for work.
It is. And then they don't know exactly what's going to happen, but they show up and we go out and help.
Yeah. I like that. All right, we're going to take a break here. I'm here with John Thompson and Hannah DeWater here from Simpson University. They're talking about their strike teams and their days of service, which started out as a day of service, is now going into multiple year-round days of service. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and what specific things they do, and then how you can get involved with this in the sense of if you need some help, perhaps these are the people to call.
Or if you want to help us.
Or if you want to help them. Yeah, okay. So we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
The original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds features local businesses, great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. See the Axner Excavation full landscape design with ideas for your next project. Stop by the Saturday Barbecue Competition. Sign up to win a big green egg barbecue smoker, compliments of rainbow pellet hearth and home, and have a free key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key Booth. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware this weekend at the Spring Home and Garden Expo. This weekend at the original Popovic Spring Home and Garden Expo, visit local businesses including Carpet One of Reading, Palmer's Furniture, J.W. Wood, Lowe's, American Door Company, Clyde's TV, Shasta Wood Products, Signature Gates, Wells Fargo, Melinda's Interiors, and North Valley Lighting for great ideas, the latest design technology, and exclusive home show only discounts. The first 1,000 people each day receive a free plant, compliments of Orchard Supply Hardware, all at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Go to ReadingHomeExpo.com for more information.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Join us in celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th, with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. The time is 8:19 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. It appears that our chat room's down, that our webmaster's server has capitulated, given up, rolled over. I'm not sure exactly what it does because, you know, those are all the technical terms I know concerning internets. So, yeah, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. What can I tell you? They do our work for us. We have a tankless water heater that is just outstanding. Linda can take now hour-long baths if she wants, but she doesn't because we're conserving water, which is what everybody should do. 7 days a week, 24-hour-a-day service, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. It's like, you know, it's like having somebody in your family take care of you out there. And check their website out, homecomfort.org. My guests today are John
Thompson.
As soon as my eyes focus here. John Thompson, who's the coordinator for the student ministries out at Simpson, and Hannah DeWater, who is the strike team assistant. And we're talking about how they do things at Simpson, goes out and helps people throughout the year.
That's right.
Okay. Now, what kind of projects do y'all help with?
Well, when we first started, we went and talked with some leaders in the community that are helping people all the time. People like, the people at the Rescue Mission, for example, CareNet. We helped City Parks and Rec a number of times. We've went to schools and talked to principals. And the first year, we kind of primed the pump by going and seeking opportunities. Then word began to get out, and people began to call. And, you know, we've been to horse ranches and private residences and, you know, helped people who have been evicted or are down on their luck move. Suddenly, so we've gotten a lot of phone calls from just random citizens. So that's who we've helped and how we kind of got started.
Okay, and so Hannah, how do you pick your strike teams? Or how do you get your other students involved? A lot of times, and this is the thing that's kind of funny, is that a lot of times we talk about our students in colleges, universities, just don't want to be involved.
Yeah, so me and John, when we first got matched together, we thought about what would we want to see Simpson do, and we were like, serve. We want them to be connected with the community. But then I was thinking, do the students even want to? Like you're saying, we are full-time students. That's our primary position. So I decided to ask around, and so I talked to probably almost 100 students within the first couple of days just asking, hey, do you want to serve? And all of them were like, yes, I would love to serve. And I was like, oh, great. Like, maybe they already are serving. So I would ask them, are you currently serving? And most of them were not. And so I asked them why. And the two main reasons that they weren't serving was because they said they didn't have a lot of time or they didn't know what was going on. So me and John thought, hey, we can fix that. We can find out what's going on and our outings aren't going to be too long. And so we kind of just tested it once we had the idea, okay, we don't want just a day of service, we're like, maybe we'll go out once a month. And so a call actually came in that first week. CareNet needed us to do a walk, join them on a fundraising thing. And so I just spread the word, and it was kind of a tester, like, is anyone going to come? It's the first week of school. And we had 26 people show up.
Yeah.
And then from there, just different organizations contacting us and having, you know, 12 students, 8 students, 15 students continually show up. It hasn't really been, or we haven't really had to recruit. Students are willing, and that is really exciting to be able to tell the community that Simpson's here, Simpson cares, Simpson wants to do something about it, and here we are. So.
Okay, what kind of projects do you work on?
All sorts. So we'll have organizations call. A lot of them are run, they only have a small amount of full-time staff, so they don't have time for like deep cleaning or they'll need like extra manpower if they have big events. So we'll come in and we'll like just deep clean their facility, or we'll help them with a banquet fundraiser because we'll dress up in all black and serve food and whatnot. Or
do you charge for this?
No, not at all. We're all volunteers.
And a lot of times people
I want
try
to make sure that I think Linda's going to want your phone number.
I know. And so this is the
or
thing,
is this
right?
The non-profit stuff you do, or is this every, just anybody anywhere?
Yeah, mostly trying to help organizations that are helping others. And, yeah, if you're calling us and saying, hey, my neighbor has this need, you know, you're have eyes for others' needs, then we want to come alongside you. If you're okay. saying, hey, I haven't mowed my lawn for about 3 years and it would be nice to get somebody to do that for me, then hire a lawn maintenance crew.
Okay, that's what I was getting at, is that this is not something just to have a bunch of young people with a good attitude come over and do your work for you. This is for people that need help.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you see places like, hey, I've got an, something like this. I've got not me, I'm just seeing it as an example. There's a lot in my neighborhood that has just not been taken care of, and it draws down everybody.
Sure.
Can you come out and do something about it?
Yeah, so
would that be something that you would do?
Yeah, I'd feel that phone call, and then I'd find out the address, go and check this out. We tend to scope every job out so we know what our scope of work is and what kind of tools we should bring. And if it resonates, you know, if we get there and we're like, this doesn't feel right, it feels like you need, you know, Davy Tree to come out here and take this down.
Yeah.
we're not necessarily skilled laborers. We can't, you know, paint in professional ways, but we can take care of some painting duties. We've helped a graffiti at skate parks. And what else have we done? Martin Luther King Center called us when they wanted to spread some playground bark and do some deep cleaning, like Hannah said. So, yeah, a lot of opportunities like this is what we're kind of looking for. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're throwing out there to everybody is if you got something going on, I'll give you a call, and that you will show up and take a look at if this is something your guys can do, men and women can do, boys and girls,
yeah,
students. Yeah. That you turn it over to Hannah. Hannah then hits it on her, sends this text out, you know, that reaches throughout the world, and you've got 20 or 30 people running to an area to be able to get onto the truck to come out there and help.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Something like that.
Something like that.
We have a number. It's a strike alert number. And if you want to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's know. What is it?
Be updated with our strike alert. I believe you just text the word strike, lowercase, to 59769. And when you do that, then you are signed up to receive our alerts, even if you're not on Simpson campus. You can know, oh, they're headed, you know, down to South County to help something in Anderson or, you know, Saturday night they got something going on. And if you want to show up and help, we've had people show up from Corning that are, you know, Aspire students at Simpson. They're like, we wanted to do this, and they bring their own kids, and I often bring my own kids. So it's a lot of fun, and it's intergenerational, and it always feels right because we're serving others as if they were the Lord. That's our heart, really.
Okay, now I see some of these things that you all have done lately. Moving large furniture for a wounded veteran and so in his house in Red Bluff.
Yeah.
A group of also graffiti at Volante Park in Anderson. A crew of 12 hopped into cars and headed to Volante Park in Anderson where they painted over some graffiti, picked up trash, and got to talk with some of the local skateboarders.
Yeah, that was a cool one. They had a big skate event coming up, and there was just too much graffiti for the one guy that will normally paint over it.
Right.
And so they called us pretty frantic, and we went out, scouted it, and then we ended up going out there twice and made it look like new pretty much for the new or for the skate event. And they were very pleased, and it was really cool talking to the local skateboarders because they didn't want the graffiti there. They were like, are you guys painting over that? That's awesome. Thanks for coming. So that was cool to kind of have a common ground with them and, yeah, get to know some
skateboarders.
Yeah.
Did you trash? Is it thrashing? Did you do any thrashing out there? I'm not sure that's the right word. Are you a skateboarder?
Yes.
Okay, is that the right word? No, never heard of that before.
That's from my era.
And I'm before your era. We had skateboards used to be like 4 inches across. Remember that? 4 inches across. And they used to have these steel, they had the steel, wheels on them and they didn't move when the first skateboards came out. So when we talk about busting your buns, we were not kidding. I mean, these things would kill you. Okay. Now this is some of the other things you've done. And this is, you know, you have a senior citizen in Anderson, and a crew of 8 went to Anderson where they helped an elderly woman who needed some painting done in her home. As well as some dead branches cut and removed from backyard. So y'all came in there to help her, right?
Yep. Yeah, and we've been in some pretty gross environments, too. I remember one of them, I probably can't mention on the radio which organization it was, but they were willing to kind of repurpose a little bit of this trailer and put a nicer couch in there, but they were not willing to go in and do some cleanup ahead of time.
Because it was that bad.
It was that bad. I tell you what, man, we moved a couch out that I swear had a dead dog in it. You know, it was so gnarly. And we all wore masks, and the bathroom had been taken over by the person's cats. And literally had to, you know, be scrubbed and detoxed. So we got carpet out of there, and I think I'm still getting over that mess. I can't believe something was that messy, but we've been in two environments like that that was just trash. A renter trashed somebody's house, and the landlord was beside themselves like, man, we don't know what to do. This is so bad. So a team of us came in, and before long, it's done. You know, it's kind of fun.
It is if you work together on something like this. So this is what you all do. Yeah. And, okay, we're going to, before we go to break, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield until you explore all your options. When you get your windshield repaired at Crackmaster, they guarantee that the damage to your glass will not continue to grow or your money back. Yeah, Jeff does that, veteran owned business and does a great job. He fixed my windshield 5 years ago and you can't even see it. 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. You know, I'm sitting here with Simpson University and we're talking about we're not talking about education so much today, but as being part of our community, because this are things about, you know, Fridays are good days. You know, in the first hour, we kind of talk about all the things that are going on that are just kind of not good in our world. And there's so many of them. But then you get into times like this when you've got the university here, but you've got other organizations that we have on and we try to have on Fridays and other times to talk about, hey, look, these are good things that are going on and how you can get involved or how they can help you. I mean, everybody knows somebody that probably needs help, and you've got young men and women here that are being supervised by another gentleman here that is not quite as young, but in fact, if you hadn't told me that was your son, I would have thought it's your brother. And
yes.
you must be living under the auspices of something there. And you used the word gnarly, so that tells me how old you are. anyway, but things that are going good. When things are going good in town, we need to talk about that. We need to share about that. So I'm here with Simpson University with John Thompson and Hannah DeWater. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night, served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I almost got it. Almost hit it the right time. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 8:34 in the morning. And the chat room's back up. Everybody's talking. Hello. Hello, Ann. Hello, Sunny. Hello, Bob. It's just hello, everybody. Isn't it kind of funny how you have a chat room and you don't really see anybody, but they're like parts of your family?
Well, you just reminded me of Romper Room there. And yeah, that probably shows my age.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Head on down there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Everybody knows your name when you walk in there. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I like it. Going in there here Monday. Let's all go down there like 10 o'clock and just completely overwhelm them. And we'll just stand there in line and chant or something. My guests today are, John Thompson, who is coordinator for student ministries out at Simpson University in Hanada Water, who is a strike team assistant. We're talking about how they help people in this town. And we're talking, and see, now you all have logged in how many hours of helping people?
Wow. So the first year it was well over 1700 man hours, and it includes females. So, there were about 33 different outings, and people, some of those days.
We like to call them people hours.
People hours. There we go. Right. 33 different days we went out. So some Saturdays, some Tuesdays.
How many days?
33 different opportunities in the course of the year, and sometimes multiple places on the same day. I remember one day we had 8 locations we went to. One of them was Juniper School, another was, Good News Rescue Mission, another we helped the city Parks and Rec rake some bark out. So it's not always just one project on one day, but 33 days we went out and there was always a carload or two or three and, always a good vibe left in the community. So 1700 hours the first year, above and beyond the normal stuff, which is like, you know, teams will serve. World Serve goes out and does some, things.
World
in the Serve,
though, they've got, they go under, they deploy out and take donations, though.
Exactly.
Right?
So they do
We've
more
had
fundraising.
Them on before. Yeah. And in fact, I need to give them a call to do some things because I will pay them to do stuff.
Absolutely.
If I'm gonna, you know, I like to have people that, I mean, cause they work hard and they do good jobs just like you all do.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing is, what have you learned about Reading, Hannah? I mean, you're not from here, right?
Correct.
So how long have you, but you've been here for what, 3 years?
Yeah, this is my third year.
Your third year. So what have you learned about Reading? What do you see, when you go out there? Cause you go to places that aren't the best places, obviously, at times.
Yeah.
But you interact with the community.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of people like down on their luck and just really, in their times of chaos and desperation pretty much. And they don't have anyone to go to and they somehow hear about us. And so it's been really neat to see that just doing small things like helping someone move. I helped an older woman set up for a yard sale because she just needed help moving tables and boxes, like really simple things, but just see their face light up and it make all the difference that we were able to come in.
Well, you know what? I'm seeing this. I'm picturing this in my mind here. I see this. I see an elderly lady who's having a yard sale and her, you know, she hasn't, She's living by herself. She can still live by herself. Mm-hmm. And this, and she needs some help. And then there's this knock on the door, and there's a smiley face of yours, and you haven't stopped smiling since you've been here. Here's your smiley face, and you're in there to help her. I can just see where that's because she doesn't have family, so anybody else to help. And you all come in there and help. I can just see what a great thing this is.
Yeah, it's really neat. And it's neat to watch students at Simpson, I mean, watch them kind of change and see, like, whoa, that only took – I mean, we've done strikes that we thought were going to take 3 hours. Like, we stuffed bags for Cool April Nights, and we knocked it out. They had to cancel their second crew to come in. And to watch everyone walk away from that, like, we did that. Like, we handled their job.
I've got an idea for you this year is when we stuff boxes for veterans or for our deployed troops could get you all involved in this. I mean, usually we have a lot of people involved, but maybe you all could be there to help organize and things like this. Because all these packages go – through volunteers, go to our deployed warriors.
Yeah, we love to jump in.
Yeah. Operation Christmas Child jumped to that sort of thing. They wanted people to help stuff some Christmas boxes, and we knocked that out. It seemed like Good News Rescue Mission did a toy drive, and they had so many toys left over that a whole room, like twice the size of your radio studio here, was full of barrels, and those had to be moved.
Something that huge, the size of a stadium?
They had to move like 20 barrels of toys up into to an attic. And a team knocked that out in under an hour, and they were back at campus. I'm like, what are you guys doing back so fast?
Yeah.
Well, we got it done.
That's cool.
Fun. Well, you know what? The things that you all do obviously are good for the community and good for the people here in our community. And that's what counts. And I really like the idea is the fact, because I can picture these things happening when you show up there to people. And if I see something, I say, these people obviously need some help. So I call you. Now, how do I get a hold of you?
Good.
So you can call us at 530-710-8326, and that will go to me and John. And if you leave a voicemail, we'll get that. Or you can text that number, and we can get back to you. Or you can shoot us an email at striketeams, STRIKETEAMS, at simpsonu.edu. And John or I will get a hold of you and come scope it out.
Or worst case is you can just call Simpson and say, I want to talk to the strike team people. And they probably know who you all are.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, just call and just say, hey, I need to talk to whoever does these strike teams. And then they'll get the names wrong.
That's right.
Why did you come up with strike teams? Strike team sounds kind of militaristic.
Because it's kind of what we do. We strike. We are quick. We tend to be one time. We might go to the same location a couple times, but.
Why don't you go down as then come over as Cobra teams. We strike, we do our job, and of course you don't slither away there though.
We're just teams of students that just.
Strike while the iron's hot. I don't know.
There you go. No, I'm just wondering, because I get to ask these questions. Yeah. It's my show. And,
that's true. Didn't know good name, came except strike. But it was a what if. That's what it was. Because I oversee about 150 students that have to take my class. They have to serve 2 hours each
week.
In order to graduate Simpson, you have to do this, two semesters of serving 2 hours in an organization. But I looked across the campus and I'm like, man, we've got 900 or so students here. Only 150 are joining me this semester. But what about the other 700? If they wanted to serve somewhere, are they connecting? Probably not. They're overwhelmed with homework. And would they know about, let's say, Martin Luther King Jr. Center or a veteran that needs help? No, they wouldn't, because they're not out there with the feelers.
Right.
So this kind of opened up the floodgates of opportunity kind of for everybody. And strike became our name.
And you have no problem finding anybody. Now, how about you? I know that you're a senior, so you're getting ready. What are you going to do after you graduate? I mean, you're a senior this year.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I definitely want to continue to work with strike teams and work with Simpson and establish it in the community and with the school so that other students can come in behind me and take over. So I don't know exactly where I'm going to go, but
we must hire her to stay. Yeah. That's the answer.
You were in China last summer for 6 weeks. How'd you like that?
I love China.
Did you were out in one of the villages, or were you out in down in Beijing someplace or where?
We visited Beijing, but we were primarily in Wuhan, which is a medium-sized city, but I would say travel. And if you think you don't like somewhere, maybe try it out. Because I didn't know if I was going to like China, but I loved it.
So. Would you like to live there?
I would love to live there.
Why?
I love the food, and the people are really kind, and it's just like a big community everywhere you go. And there's yeah, there's a lot of good things happening there that I would like to join in on.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. She's still full of life, you know? She likes everything. She probably likes your radio station.
You'd be a fool not to. So, and you don't look like a fool, huh?
I sure hope not.
Okay. Simpson University, we're talking about strike projects and strike dream projects. And it sounds like a great idea. And I really, really am sold on the fact that, you know, you're doing this out of such a good heartedness out, you know, for our community, to help our community. And you know what? Simpson does a lot of this. They show up. We have other organizations, religious organizations that do the same thing. But y'all are out here, like we've got an intern here on our station who comes in 3 times a week, yeah. Does a great job, and she's, going to be graduating here with you, Lauren. And what y'all are doing here, so if somebody sees somebody that needs some help, and I mean truly needs help, then give y'all a call and you'll come out, you're going to come out and, yeah, clean up their yard or, you know, maybe paint a shed or help them move furniture around or all those kind of things.
And we've responded within a week. So if someone calls like today, you know, we probably would go scout out their job on Monday and then try to get a team to go on Saturday. So,
yeah,
it can happen quickly. And don't be shy to call. Also, keep in mind that the school year, you know, begins in September. We have a number of breaks, for Christmas and such, Thanksgiving, and then we end at the end of April. So if you have a task in May or June, we may not have a student body to choose from. We're trying to get the faculty and staff to jump in on this too.
But, there you go.
There we go. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Our guests have been John Thompson, who's a coordinator for the student ministries out at Simpson, and Hannah DeWater, who is a strike team assistant, who's got such a great attitude about helping out there. And I know that, Anna, whatever you choose to do, you're going to be great at.
Thank you.
And if the Chinese get you for a while, then they're lucky. They need guidance. All right. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. But they've got all types of makes and models out there from their previously owned lot. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue? You got your neighbors making great deals for you. These are good people down there at Crown Ford, and their service department is just outstanding. I have my Ford I take there when I need to, which is rarely because it's a Ford. Give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. We'll be right back after these messages with the latest on the a fundraiser that that we're having for – not we're having, but that we're helping with on for our Lions Club. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda Registry.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Reading Gun Owners of California is hosting its fifth annual fundraiser banquet and auction, March 29th at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join other advocates of the Second Amendment for a night of festivities, gun raffles, and one-of-a-kind auction items. All proceeds go to continue the fight for our constitutional right to own, possess, and carry firearms in California. Tickets can be purchased from Jones's Fort, 223-3223.
No, I won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, March the 21st. It's 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be a beautiful day for the whole weekend. It's going to be up to 75 today, a low around 47. Tomorrow's the same. Sunday's the same. Monday is the same. Tuesday, we might be starting to look at rain. We need rain. We were only like 12 inches short this year. You know, the weather's always brought to you, of course, by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, discounts for veterans and seniors. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, I like John Bastiani. I buy my long guns and pistols from John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally run. Takes great pride in his customer service. Stays up all hours of the night finding ammunition, which is difficult to find, as we know around here. And prides himself, again, on customer service. Give him a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Okay. We're here with a couple of gentlemen here that we're going to be talking about. I'm here with, of course, the wrong piece of paper here. I'm here with Dave Mayer and Guy Pashake. I'm sorry. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is about the Lions Breakfast Club.
Yes, it is.
Lions Breakfast Club All-Star Basketball Game.
It's our 19th annual All-Star Basketball Game on April the 6th at Simpson University.
And tell us a little bit about this. This is going to be, this is, you say, your 19th annual. So,
right.
And so this is when you – I know you put so many things on. The Reading Breakfast Lion Club puts on so many different events.
Yes,
but
we
this
do.
This is one of your is this one of your favorites, one of your biggest here?
It's our biggest non-fundraiser, really. It's we don't really consider it a fundraiser. We do charge for admission, but the most of the costs is the entry fees are help to defer our costs of T-shirts and plaques and things of that nature. But the this was the brainchild of Dr. Don Rhodes back in 1996, and he felt that high school seniors needed to be recognized for their basketball skills, and Reading Breakfast Lions should be the entity to do that.
Okay, and the and so how do you get all the kids together? And is everybody looking forward to this?
We are.
I mean, all the kids.
Always do. Okay. A lot of these kids have, brothers and sisters that have gone through this too, and it's always been a positive experience for both the kids and the parents. So they're always looking forward to it. But the process is begins in December. You know, we mail out letters to coaches and nomination forms. And the coaches from all over the North State, we go as far south as Corning, we go as far north as Weed and Wairika and Mount Shasta, we go as far east as Modoc, and as far west as Happy Camp. And all the coaches bring in to us these nominations, and we give them to about February 15th, and then at that point we assemble the nominations and discuss them with our volunteer coaches. and make a decision.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. Guy, yeah. How long have you been Dave and Guy?
Right.
And
correct.
You told me not to ask you any questions.
Well, I'm
going to say it has something to do with hot air.
Yeah, it's because my expertise is all hot air.
Dave was a hot air balloon pilot.
You know what? We're going to make you an announcer here. I tell you what, we're going to make you a talk show personality real quick, full of hot air. you can fit right in this group. Okay. How long have you been involved with this, Dave?
This is my fourth year, and I've been primarily, up until this year, involved with obtaining a band, a pep band, which we've graciously had Corning band come up and do our pep series for us.
Ran by
Steve Mitchell.
Steve Mitchell, right.
Mm-hmm. And a great group. They love coming up here. They bring the kids up here. And I think they're at least as excited as the basketball players.
Yeah. You know, it's an all volunteer event. Everything from the announcer to the referees. The referees are local referees that have, ref these kids in all the games throughout the season. And, that's what makes it special, I think. That it's all volunteer.
Well, it's volunteering. It gives you're showcasing these kids.
Yeah,
and so it gives them a chance to come out there and play. And it's boys and girls. Right. And you've got 57, 58 high school students that are involved in this.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and we got some great kids. Some of these kids are still playing basketball. The girls from Enterprise High, are playing for a championship next week.
Wow!
And we've got three of those girls playing, and we have. We have a kid from Enterprise, Crisosto. I think it's Nathan Crisosto.
Uh-huh.
And Nathan is the MVP. Kalen Crisosto, excuse me. Kalen is the MVP of the North Section for the last 2 years in a row.
Wow.
So we've got some kids that are really talented, and they are coming together to showcase their skills. And they get one practice.
They get one practice and then it's kind of like,
yeah. Okay. Some of the coaches gather the kids together earlier and have an additional practice, but as a scheduled practice, this year, Enterprise High has graciously, offered their North gym for our practice.
Okay. And now at halftime, you're going to have other things too. You're going to have a 3-point shootout among parents of team members. Are you getting in that, Dave?
Yeah, I'd be the short one on the court.
Dave's got some moves that, you know, he's showing us out there that probably in the dunking contest. Or is that
in the cup.
In the cup. Okay. The cup. You know, we're going to have you back on. We're going to talk about hot air balloons because this is what you're really into. And that's something I find really interesting is hot air balloons.
I did that for 27 years commercially. That was my career of my, love of my life.
Yes. You did it commercially?
I made a living at it.
Okay. We're going to have you back on. So leave your phone number here before we leave. When you said that, I thought, okay, you know, people like, that's a hobby. But now that you said you've done it commercially, you're coming back. Now,
thank you.
This is going to have April 6th is the shootout.
Right.
And,
That's kind of fun. You know, we call all these kids and their parents.
Right.
So we give them a call and let them know that they've been selected. And one of the joys of my life, I think, is to tell their parents that, you have a basketball hoop somewhere around? And I said, well, you need to throw up a few, 3-pointers. And because we're going to invite you down onto the court at halftime, a lot of them laugh, and some of the women go, I don't know if we want to do that or not. I said, look, there was a gal from Mount Shasta a couple years ago, and she put everybody to shame.
Is that right?
Yeah, this old gal just started pumping in 3-pointers all
obviously she'd done this before, right?
Obviously
someplace, huh? Okay. We've got tickets for this game. We're going to start giving away next week. It's good for one free admission, but the girls game starts at 4 p.m. and the boys game's at 6 p.m. The money goes, like you said, just to be able to give out trophies and all this for the
Absolutely.
Admission. And how much is the admission for there?
The admission is $6 per person. Any kid under 6 is free.
Okay. Basketball. And, big thing here in town. And the Reading Lions, the Breakfast Lions Club, you guys are involved in so much. You got the giant flag.
Right.
You've got the gun show. You've got this. What else? What else do y'all
do? Actually, the flag is, I think, is the Reading Host Club.
Is that the host club?
I
thought that was you all.
No, that's not us. We're proud of the Reading Host for doing it. That is their major project.
Why did I think that? Why did I think, for some reason?
But we get involved in, vision, of course.
Okay.
We do everything from vision. We donate to, breast awareness. We donate to the, canine blind,
Buying a new dog for the,
right.
You know,
we're all over the,
you
all over
guys
the
are everywhere and, you know, you do a lot for our community. You know, today's kind of like a community. Last hour is kind of a community, help day, you know, with Simpson doing their strike teams going out and helping that. And then you all kind of got together with Simpson here to put this thing on. And
we did. And I can't say enough for Simpson University because they, not only did they provide us with the gym, but trainers, the entire crew to put on the ball game, the timers, the clocks,
media support,
and I can't say enough for Simpson University.
Well, Simpson, you know, again, is part of our community as we have is a big part of our community, as is Bethel, as is so many other organizations around here that believe in our community and help make Reading into, you know, something that is a little bit better, a little bit more than just maybe other towns its size, I think. Dave, do you think that?
Absolutely.
I'm liking this. So I'm here today, you know, at the end here. We're talking about the 19th annual Reading Breakfast Lions Senior All-Star Basketball Games. April 6th at Simpson University. Girls game starts at 4 p.m. Boys game is at 6 p.m. Is there a phone number anybody can reach at? Or?
Right. You can call me at 945-9701.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for being here today. Dave Mayer and Gary, Guy Pache. Hey, just remember, hey, we're going to be back. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. Have a great weekend out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Four homes to Superstorm Sandy are homeless again after fire destroyed the motel they had been living in. Fast-moving early morning blaze engulfed the Mariners Cove Motor Inn, Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
Unfortunately, we do have some fatalities. There were three deaths. There are eight people with injuries.
Ocean County Prosecutor Joseph Coronado says 10 people are unaccounted for. Matt Freistock lived there.
I heard like a popping sound, and I opened the door, and there was just flames everywhere, upstairs, downstairs. The place is engulfed.
And he says he heard no alarms of any kind before flames consumed the two-story motel. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon still holding out hopes for a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Ukraine.
The most important thing is that the Ukraine and Russian authorities should sit down together and engage in direct and constructive dialogue.
Earlier today, Russian President Putin signed a law officially annexing Crimea. Also at SRNNews.com.